The tense political atmosphere in Springfield is set to get even more contentious. Governor Bruce Rauner says it's going to get rough, but he's not giving up.
Let us all be crystal clear what's going on here. This is a battle for the future of Illinois, and it pits the political class against the people, the middle class, all income levels.
He's got some $20 million, and there's sure to be more where that came from, sitting in his campaign fund to wage that fight. It's widely expected a lot of that money will soon be used to begin a deluge of ads, though Rauner refused to talk about it.
I'm not going to speculate about actions on those issues in the future. We do need to get our message out to the people.
The president of the Senate, John Cullerton, says in a meeting last week, Rauner warned it was coming, or maybe threatened is the better word. The ads would be made to demonize Cullerton and his counterpart in the House, Speaker Michael Madigan. Last night, Rauner instead used his bully pulpit to blame the two Democrats for a, quote, stunningly disappointing session.
The middle class is suffering under the politics of Speaker Madigan and President Cullerton, and they control a huge fraction of the legislators here in the General Assembly. They do their bidding. Speaker Madigan pulls the strings, and so many of the legislators dance to his tune.
In practically the same breath, Rauner said he would continue to negotiate in good faith with them, except both the Speaker and the President have been vocal that such criticism won't help reach a compromise. Here's Cullerton on Sunday.
This is what's so fundamentally wrong with this. I mean, this is, should not be personal. We're elected officials. We're here trying to do the right thing. We have different opinions, so you sit down and you try to reach compromise. You don't do it through a continuation of a campaign. You know, he won the campaign, but now he's got to govern.
Democrats say the focus should have been on Illinois' immediate financial situation, which is at a pivotal point. The rollback of the state income tax at the start of the year created a huge budget hole. They've passed a spending plan that contains cuts, but marginal ones in comparison to the billions of dollars the governor proposed. Madigan and other Democrats say Illinois needs to come up with new revenue, like a tax increase, to cover what's likely to be a $4 billion deficit.
The spending plan that I support would help and protect middle-class families by supporting local schools, local police, local roads and streets.
Democrats say the governor's holding that plan hostage. Rauner says he'll consider a tax hike if he gets his way on his agenda that started out with a focus on measures to weaken unions, like a call for right-to-work zones. He's moved away from that for now and says it's a compromise. Instead, he's demanding five items: term limits, changing how legislative districts are drawn, a freeze on local property taxes, easing businesses' liability in civil lawsuits, and changing rules for compensating injured workers. Republicans say these are fundamental changes that will draw jobs to Illinois, but so far the legislature has rejected those ideas. Madigan says it's because they'll have a different result.
Reduce wages and the standard of living of middle-class families. It would force injured workers to go on welfare or go to the emergency room. And it would take the budget making and the elimination of the deficit to the extreme.
The speaker says the answer to all of these issues lies in moderation. After 5 months of session, though, they weren't able to reach a deal. And on May 31st, when it was all supposed to be over, it sounds like instead both sides are prepared to escalate. I'm Amanda Vinicky.